Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you are listening to the third episode of Business Ideas Talk. Yesterday's episode was all about organizing a conference, and today's business idea is about writing your own ebook. That's not too difficult these days. You all have tons of ideas, and the way to get this in the market is super easy because there is something like Kindle Direct Publishing. If you haven't heard of that, Kindle Direct Publishing is provided by Amazon, and it's a platform that allows you to distribute your ebook on Amazon, and users that have a Kindle can then access and buy your ebook. So you can publish that book within 5 minutes. That's the claim Amazon makes. And you get 70% royalty on every sale. And then there's an additional way to monetize, because there's this program called Kindle Unlimited. So customers can enroll to that, and then they can read ebooks for free. And for the authors, this is really nice because you will be paid by the pages read. So those books can be downloaded free, and you will get your money for every page read. So what could be the subjects of your ebook? First, look at those areas where you have a lot of expertise in, and where you can give valuable tips. So you don't necessarily need to write fiction or mystery or fantasy. You can write a book about business or finance or something technical where you think you can really give value to people. Or if you want to write about fiction, mystery, fantasy or the like, I would suggest maybe try to be local. Try to be as local as you can, so readers know the places you're talking about. Maybe they even know the people that you don't actually need to say their names, but you can make some people in your book look similar to people in your areas that are well known, for instance. So then, as a reader, I feel a lot more connected to the story. So these are just two ideas for subjects, and I'm sure you will come up with a lot more there. So now the question is how to promote your ebooks, right? You can easily submit them to Amazon. So how will you actually get readers? Because the case these days is that you submit something on those platforms, and it's hard to be found. So what could you do? Depending on what you have written about and whom you have written it for, you could promote your book with a short free initial ebook, listing some of the facts in your actual book, for instance. So if you have a technical book, you could give away some initial ideas for free. Maybe you do that on Facebook, in Facebook groups, maybe Instagram if that works for you. See where you have an audience, or where you can actually talk to a group of people that could potentially become your audience. And another way to promote your book, for the local idea, if you have the fiction book and the mystery one that is super local, then you could actually promote it in your area. You could make posters, you could try to get on the radio or on a local podcast, or maybe in the newspaper, maybe there are magazines, and maybe you can distribute flyers at hairdressers or whatnot. You can be creative about it. So that's it for the basics, and now maybe a couple more ideas in that area. So when you already have readers, so maybe when you try to get out your second book, you could try to publish it chapter by chapter, for instance, and then try to get that done using a platform called Patreon.com. So on that platform, you can actually have members, your own members, that pay a certain fee, and then they get access to a special area, and in that area you can publish your book, for instance. Or you can do your own audiobook. and be your very own narrator. So I find that actually quite cool, because if the author is reading the book to me, maybe I get a special connection to the author. So then you could publish that audiobook free on any platform like Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, and you could do that maybe with a tool like Anchor FM, and get sponsors for the chapters or something. So the book is free and you try to monetize using sponsors, or you sell those bits online as well, those chunks of audio recording. So that's it for this idea. Really just a couple, like every day. I would love to get your feedback and I would love to hear your ideas. So send them to me. Send them to idea@businessideastalk.com. And today's quote is by Charles Darwin. It goes like this. It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the most responsive to change. I hope you liked this episode. I would love to hear your feedback. Hope you tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.